Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, February 18th, 2026. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Colossians 3:13 and 14 offers a deep theological picture of both the character of God and the calling of His people. At the center of this passage is a powerful truth. God's forgiveness toward us shapes our forgiveness toward others. Paul does not present forgiveness as a social skill or a personality trait. Forgiveness is rooted in the very heart of God and flows out of the gospel itself. First, these verses teach us about the nature of God. God is the one who forgives fully, freely, and willingly. His forgiveness is not limited or partial. It is complete because it is anchored in the finished work of Jesus Christ. When Paul writes, "As the Lord has forgiven you," he points us back to the cross, where Jesus took our sin, our guilt, and our shame upon himself. God's forgiveness is not earned by human effort. It is a gift of grace, given out of his love and mercy. This reveals a God who is patient with us, who bears with our weakness, and who restores us even when we fall short. Second, this passage teaches us about human relationships. Because people are imperfect, conflict is unavoidable. Paul's command to bear with one another assumes that believers will disappoint each other. Families will hurt each other. Friends will fail each other. Churches will struggle to stay united. Instead of pretending that conflict will never happen, Scripture gives clear guidance for how Christians should respond when it does, with forgiveness and love. Third, these verses show the connection between God's work and our responsibility. Forgiveness is not optional for the believer. We forgive because we have been forgiven. God's grace toward us becomes the model for our grace toward others. This teaches us that the Christian life is not merely about beliefs. It is about transformation. The gospel changes what we think, and it changes how we respond to others, especially in moments of hurt. Finally, Paul identifies love as the virtue that binds everything together. Theologically, this reveals that love is the crown of Christian character, keeps unity strong, softens hard hearts, and reflects the love that God has shown to us in Christ. In these short verses, Paul gives a rich picture of God's forgiving heart and our calling to reflect that heart in every part of life.